Robots in 2017. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. You know, one of the biggest tech hits of 2016 was a talking kitchen speaker from Amazon that could play music, tell you the time and weather, and buy things online for you. So should it be any surprise that the annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas should see many sons and daughters of Alexa? The twist, these robots will have legs and virtual eyes, move around the house, and perhaps even more smarts. Now, there's a lot of big categories at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is the world's largest trade show. There's drones and virtual reality and 360 and amazing television sets. But I'm going on a limb here. I think robots are going to be the big trend at the 2017 CES, which kicks off on January 3rd. There's over 25 exhibitors showcasing home personal assistants. I've gotten a sneak peek at one of them. I can't tell you the name because I'm under embargo until CES starts. But it's basically, again, Alexa with more personality. Now, society's come a long way from Rosie, the personal robot in the 1960s era sci-fi cartoon, The Jetsons. And the technology has got finally caught up to where the dreams were back then. Basically, what the people who make robots tell me is that companies can now take advantage of the technologies that have been made cheaper by smartphones and video games to invent the robot of our dreams. Now, I don't think we're going to see the robot of our dreams in 2017. I think that might be 5 years down the line, but I think we're going to get a good idea of some of the possibilities, okay? The Consumer Electronics Show is going to celebrate its 50th anniversary in January. It started in 1967 as a showplace for new radios, television sets, and phonograph players. 17,000 people were there that first year in 100,000 square feet of exhibit space. Cut to 2017, we're looking at 175,000 people, over 2.5 million square feet, 3,800 companies, and again, drones, virtual reality, self-driving cars, big TVs. You remember 4K? Now this year it's all about 8K, even better resolution. Cameras, it's a geek's paradise. The problem is it's just way too big. They've got so much room. No human could actually see everything at the CES, but we're going to try. I'll be roaming the floors for 4 days looking for the coolest stuff to tell you about. I'll do a daily podcast from CES, and I can't wait to go. It's always a highlight of every January. That's how I celebrate the new year. Happy New Year. Get in the car. Drive to Las Vegas. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on iTunes and Stitcher. And please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions so that I know what you're thinking, what you'd like, what's working, what's not. We read every comment. For USA Today, Jefferson Graham.